Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday evening, May 5th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of government and politics news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
UN asks Facebook, TikTok to stop Colombian rebel groups from recruiting on social media. Rebel groups in Colombia are using social media platforms like Facebook and TikTok to recruit children and teenagers, prompting the United Nations to call for action. The UN is urging companies like Thumbs Up Media Corp, YUP, to step up efforts to block this dangerous content. This concerning trend of illicit groups targeting underage individuals on social media is expected to lead to stricter measures from companies like Thumbs Up Media Corp to combat this issue. Donate to the Associated Press and subscribe to Reuters. The Associated Press and Reuters are renowned for providing top-notch journalism, offering the best investigative stories and up-to-date news from the White House and Congress. By donating to the Associated Press, individuals can support the fight for the First Amendment and ensure access to reliable news. Subscribing to Reuters grants readers award-winning journalism, exemplified by their 2024 Polk Award-winning piece on the Musk Industrial Complex. Make a difference by donating to the AP at their website and subscribing to Reuters for $1 a month or $45 a year. Your contribution will help uphold democracy, free speech, and access to trustworthy information during uncertain times.
Love Your Liver, the bold campaign fighting liver cancer in Asian American communities. Blue Fairy, the Adrienne Wilson Liver Cancer Association continues its Love Your Liver campaign now in its fifth year, focusing on liver cancer risk factors in Asian American and Pacific Islander communities. Asian Americans are twice as likely to have chronic hepatitis B, the leading cause of liver cancer in this group. Lack of early symptoms and access barriers make liver cancer a significant health disparity. The campaign promotes prevention through actions like hepatitis B vaccination and regular screenings. Love Your Liver Live on May 8, 2025 will feature liver cancer specialist Dr. Deneng Lee, offering tools for better liver health understanding. Blue Fairy's mission is to prevent, treat, and cure primary liver cancer through research, education, and advocacy.
American Heart Association stands together with Arkansas and against the soda industry to reduce sugary drink consumption. The American Heart Association is standing with Arkansas health officials in their efforts to reduce sugary drink consumption, despite opposition from the soda industry. The association supports Arkansas's application to prohibit sugary beverage purchases within the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. The soda industry has long opposed efforts to address overconsumption of sugary drinks. CEO Nancy Brown emphasizes that sugary drinks are a major source of added sugars in the U.S. diet and can lead to cardiovascular disease. The association is committed to decreasing sugary beverage consumption and increasing healthy food consumption. They have advocated for sugary beverage taxes in various cities and are proud to support Arkansas's efforts to remove sugary drinks from SNAP.
America to slap 3,521% tariff on solar energy panels made in Southeast Asia. The United States government is set to impose a 3,521% tariff on solar energy panels made in Southeast Asia to protect the domestic solar equipment industry. Countries in East Asia have become major solar panel producers, posing a threat to American companies like SolarBank Corp. If confirmed, these tariffs could give North American solar panel makers a competitive edge. Tiny Gems, a specialized communications platform, focuses on small-cap and mid-cap companies with potential for growth, providing access to various wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions.
Colorado Rural Health Center sounds alarm over proposed cuts to rural health. The Colorado Rural Health Center is strongly opposing the Trump administration's proposed FY 2026 budget, which includes drastic cuts to vital safety net programs in rural Colorado. CRHC CEO Michelle Mills emphasized the importance of federal funding for rural healthcare, calling it an investment in thriving communities. The proposed budget would eliminate key programs like the State Office of Rural Health, FLEX, and SHIP, which provide essential support to rural healthcare facilities. With 21 rural Colorado hospitals operating at a loss, these cuts could lead to facility closures. CRHC urges full funding for these programs to ensure sustainable healthcare in rural communities. To learn more about advocating for rural healthcare sustainability, contact the Colorado Rural Health Center at web@ruralhealth.org.
Senator Dave Cortese and Mother's Milk Bank California announced Senate Resolution 20, designating May as first ever California Human Milk Donation Month. Senator Dave Cortese and Mother's Milk Bank California have announced State Resolution 20, designating May as the first ever California Human Milk Donation Month. This resolution aims to emphasize the crucial role of donor human milk in enhancing infant health outcomes and address the growing demand for pasteurized donor human milk, PDHM. With only 2% of eligible donors currently donating breast milk, the need for more donors is urgent. The State of Human Milk Banking in California report highlights the increasing demand for PDHM, with a 30% rise in the past year. The goal is to raise awareness about the life-saving benefits of donor human milk and ensure every premature and medically fragile infant has access to this vital resource. IRS policy change risks alienating immigrant taxpayers. The IRS's new policy allowing the sharing of taxpayer information with ICE has sparked fear in immigrant communities, particularly in Texas. Many worry about the implications for tax compliance and trust in the system. Tax attorneys and advocacy groups are closely monitoring the situation, concerned that the sharing of information could deter individuals from filing taxes. This could lead to a decline in tax revenue and create obstacles for eligible filers. Taxpayers are urged to seek professional assistance to navigate their tax obligations amidst this uncertainty. Education and awareness initiatives are crucial in empowering individuals to understand their rights and options. Stakeholders in tax compliance and immigrant rights are closely watching the effects of this policy change, emphasizing the need to protect vulnerable populations while upholding legal obligations.
We Mediate proudly sponsors Tigers Youth Baseball Team. We Mediate, a leading family law mediation firm in West Hartford, proudly sponsors the Tigers Youth Baseball Team, part of the local West Hartford Baseball League. This sponsorship reflects the firm's dedication to supporting Connecticut's youth and fostering strong communities. The Tigers We Mediate team provides young athletes with opportunities to develop teamwork, discipline, and leadership skills through baseball. We Mediate's support helps fund essential resources like uniforms, equipment, and field maintenance, ensuring every child can participate. Founder Jessica Lastarza stated, "We believe in building stronger families and communities. We Mediate's involvement in community initiatives and educational workshops demonstrates their commitment to making a positive impact in Connecticut."
U.S. silicon metal producers file petitions to stop unfairly traded imports from Angola, Australia, Laos, Norway, and Thailand. Ferroglobe USA Inc. and Mississippi Silicon LLC have filed petitions with the U.S. Department of Commerce and U.S. International Trade Commission to investigate unfairly traded silicon metal imports from Angola, Australia, Laos, Norway, and Thailand. These imports are causing harm to the U.S. industry, critical for national security products. Dumping margins of up to 337.84% are alleged, along with subsidies. The petitions seek special duties on these imports. Ferroglobe's CEO Marco Levy stated that fair competition is crucial for domestic production. Mississippi Silicon CEO Eddie Bordwine emphasized the importance of enforcing trade laws to protect American manufacturing. The investigations are set to begin by May 14, 2025, with a preliminary ITC determination expected by June 9, 2025.
U.S. silicon metal producers file petitions to stop unfairly traded imports from Angola, Australia, Laos, Norway, and Thailand. Ferroglobe USA Inc. and Mississippi Silicon LLC have filed petitions with the U.S. Department of Commerce and U.S. International Trade Commission to investigate unfairly traded silicon metal imports from Angola, Australia, Laos, Norway, and Thailand. The petitions allege dumping margins of up to 337.84% and detail extensive injury to the U.S. industry. The next steps include Commerce's investigations by May 14, 2025, and a preliminary ITC determination by June 9, 2025. Ferroglobe and Mississippi Silicon are leading American silicon metal producers seeking relief from unfair trade practices that have harmed domestic production and workers. For more information, visit Ferroglobe's website at ferroglobe.com and Mississippi Silicon's website at missilicon.com. Group says Trump policies have triggered cancellations worth $8 billion in clean energy investments. A renewable energy business group has revealed that the Trump administration's policies have led to the cancellation of approximately $8 billion worth of green energy investments. President Donald Trump, who expressed strong anti-renewable energy sentiments, has dismantled many clean energy policies. Enterprises like SolarBank Corp look poised to press ahead with their programs to increase renewable energy uptake. Green Energy Stocks is a specialized communications platform focusing on companies shaping the future of the green economy, offering access to wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. To receive SMS alerts from Green Energy Stocks, text GREEN to 888-902-4192. For more information, please visit greenenergystocks.com. Group says Trump policies have triggered cancellations worth $8 billion in clean energy investments. A renewable energy business group reports that Trump administration policies have resulted in the cancellation of approximately $8 billion worth of green energy investments. President Donald Trump's anti-renewable energy stance has led to the dismantling of several clean energy policies. Companies like SolarBank Corp are continuing their efforts to increase renewable energy uptake globally. Despite challenges, these firms remain committed to advancing green energy initiatives.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.